Well, there is Michael Savage on screen. He heard I had laryngitis. He was telling me about all these herbal remedies and things. He is the grand master of that. But we're going to not go to him yet because a bunch of radio stations don't carry the first five. We're going to air a little breakdown here that Darren McBreen just put out of the left calling for violence in the past and in the present with this whole thing in Minnesota. And this is a Bound report. And so we're going to go to that and come right back with Michael Savage in about 5 minutes. Here it is.
No matter how much smarter you are than me, I will still always have one thing over you, and that's treachery, right? That's the one thing that old people excel at is treachery.
In the United States federal law, sedition primarily refers to seditious conspiracy under 18 U.S. Code 2384. This occurs when two or more persons conspire to overthrow, put down, or destroy by force the government of the United States.
We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops.
Because you work at the federal government, that you somehow have absolute immunity from committing crimes? That's not true in any law school in America, whether it's Yale or Villanova or anywhere else. That's not true.
Show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
Our Constitution, written by our founders, is intended to protect us against a threat identical to Donald Trump, someone who seeks power at all costs to get more power.
If any of them want to come in this city and commit a crime, you will not be able to hide. Nobody will whisk you off. You don't want this smoke, because we will bring it to you. And the fake, whatever they call them, because I can't say the name, but the criminal in the White House would not be able to keep you from going to jail.
No, people are out marching and all today, and we need to speak up. We need to be out there and shut this rogue government down, because it's just awful what they're doing to people.
There's what's called the 3.5% rule, which is that if you look at authoritarian regimes of various kinds all over the world over the last, like, century, once you have 3.5% of a population protesting nonviolently against a dictator or an authoritarian, that is essentially an unstoppable force that they can't oppose, and that precludes them from consolidating dictatorial power.
3.5%.
3.5%. It's not that much larger a number than what we're already seeing in the streets against Trump.
Levy war against the United States.
And it's clear. Look, I don't know. I don't think any governor in history has had to fight a war against the federal government every single day. Well, I said this yesterday. We've never been at war with our federal government.
Opposed by force the authority of the United States.
Minnesota will not allow our community to be used as a prop in a national political fight. We will not take the bait.
Why are people showing up in vehicles, in convoys, not just in Minneapolis, but all over the country in an effort to obstruct lawful federal law enforcement activities?
Prevent, hinder, or delay by force the execution of any U.S. law, or seize or possess by force any property of the United States contrary to its authority.
I'm far enough away. I'm not influenced by anything.
Do you live on the street?
I don't, no.
Okay, I need you to get in here.
No, I won't.
Ma'am, I need you to leave.
It's my right to be here.
Back up out of the
I will
way.
Not.
One of our cars, yeah, as well. You were too close right now.
No,
you were interfering.
I'm right here.
Federal investigation.
You're going to get out of my face. I'm a public citizen.
Here.
No, I won't. Tell me why I'm far enough away from your investigation.
You need to back up.
Step beyond our cars.
Don't touch me, please.
Let me say to this federal agencies and ICE, this is Oregon. We do not need you. You're not welcome. And you need to get the hell out of our community.
I don't know where people got the notion that if you disagree with our immigration laws, it is okay to oppose federal law enforcement. It is not okay. It is illegal. And if you use your car to ram a police officer or a federal agent, they're going to use deadly force. So people need to know this is not a game.
The definition of treason is explicitly defined in the U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 3, and codified in 18 U.S. Code 2381, consisting of levying war against the United States or adhering to the enemies of the United States.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Because we got some Somalis to deal with, folks. Ha-ha! Horsemen are drawing nearer. Let us DJ ride. Get ready for the Savage Nation with the one, the only, world best-selling author and talk show host, Michael Savage. And he's got the new book out, Michael Savage, MSMA, PhD, Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's, Aluminum and the Brain. Can't wait to read that one. All right, we're here to talk ICE, Greenland, the attack upon General Kelly by the Trump administration. We're also going to get into all the insane stuff that's happening domestically, internationally as well. Well, Michael Savage, you never have trouble talking, but today I've got laryngitis, so you've got the floor, my friend. I'm going to be probably as quiet as a church mouse. In fact, I was going to not come in today, but you were scheduled, so I came in. It's great to have you here.
Well, you know, maybe God is speaking to you and saying, take a day off, Alex, you know, give yourself a break. But thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on your program. Your audience is so responsive. Every time I go on your show, I get all sorts of people on X and elsewhere saying, I heard you on Alex. I saw you on Alex Jones. You look great. I love it. Blah, blah, blah. So, Alex, which topic would you like me to expound upon first? I have so many I could jump in on.
What's happening in Minnesota and the open rebellion and them lying and saying that ICE is illegal and that they don't have warrants when it's court orders and where they're going with this. You know?
This is an easy one. You could swat that down like a gnat at a campfire. Very simple. When Biden was president and states would object to him flooding America with the scum of the earth, known as immigrants or refugees or asylum seekers, we were told, no, immigration law is solely controlled and determined by the federal government, which was true. I knew that from the Obama years. I studied the law. The states have absolutely no control over immigration. It's a federal jurisdiction, period. End of story. It's over. They have no control whatever. That's it. It's federal. And right now we have a federal officer called President Donald Trump who believes in our own borders, language, and culture. Our national identity is at stake right now. We don't want to become an addendum of the third world. None of us want the flotsam and jetsam of humanity in this country. Now, they say, well, Michael, you know, you're the son of an immigrant. How dare you speak that way of immigrants? Yeah, well, my grandfather came here, and he took 7 years to get here and another 7 years to save money to bring over my grandma and my father. And let me tell you something else. He didn't collect a nickel of welfare. He would have thrown himself out of a building before doing that. None of the people that I knew, none of my people ever took welfare. And I lived in a slum in the Bronx. It wasn't dirty, but it was nevertheless a slum. And I'll tell you something else. Nobody was on home relief or welfare. They would rather have thrown themselves off a fire escape. Now, compare that with the percentage of immigrants, if you want to call them that, on welfare, one form or another in the country today. It's unsupportable. I'm sick of it. Our 50% of our taxes are going to these leeches. And on top of it all, when you look at the Somalis in particular, Not only do they rip us off by and large, but they put us down at the same time. And the reason they put us down, because they say if you're so stupid as to let us in to begin with, and then you give us all these freebies for nothing, you must really be stupid. So they call us stupid. It's that simple. No, it's time to slam the door shut and start deportations by the tens of thousands, Alex. Simple as that. Borders, language, culture. Michael Savage.
That's right. You're the original guy to really raise the alarm before it all unfolded. My bigger question than adding to that is they're trying to go with this. It's their main issue. They're literally saying, different Democrat leaders, get your guns, Second Amendment, take out ICE. They're doing illegal stuff. They seem so desperate.
Who's going to stop them? Here's the thing. In a shootout between the federal government and the state government, who do you think's going to win?
The federal government.
Thank you. Remember what Trump once said? No, it was Biden who said. Biden said, you may have M16s or something. There's no such thing. We have F16s. You remember that line?
Yes, I do.
That was Biden threatening to use the Air Force on American citizens. By the way, people shouldn't forget that. And, you know, when you look at history, we've had federal versus state before many times. Eisenhower called out the federal troops on a state that wouldn't integrate. There were other presidents who did that. Nixon, the killings at Kent State. So the thing is, this is nothing new. And if Pritzker and the other schmucks want a shootout, they're going to get in. It's not going to be pretty. And that will be the end of it. And then they'll go home and cut their hair and take a job if they have to in McDonald's. And that'll be the end of the protests. I'm not looking forward to it. I hope it doesn't happen. But these people, like out of control kids who smear the walls with feces, and then the parent says, that's beautiful art. That's really a Picasso, what you just did, Johnny. No, it isn't. It's smearing the walls with feces. And that's what these people are doing to America. They're smearing the country with the feces of the left.
I agree. And yeah, I know you're quite the historian. I've said it as well. This particular group of Somalis is the ruling class out of Mogadishu that were slavers and pirates. That's why they call themselves royalty. And they are so arrogant. Countless videos where they say, you dumb Americans, it's your job to work for me. You're my slave now. I'm going to put you in chains. That's really how they are. I mean, these are weirdos.
Well, you know, I asked a question on X yesterday at a Savage Nation. I said, Somalia, a land of pirates, parenthesis. Can you name one good thing a Somalia has contributed to our nation? No one could answer that. No, not one Somali or Somali-American that I know of has given anything to this country of any value. Every other immigrant group, without exception, has contributed to this melting pot of ours, except this band of pirates. This has to stop. Everywhere you turn, it's nothing but crimes against this society. And I think people are finally waking up to it, Alex. I hope that Trump starts the deportations rolling. There's nothing more I can say about it. They are not only robbing us, but they're laughing at us all the way to the bank.
Now let's shift gears into Greenland. What do you make of Trump saying he's ordered the military to draw up plans to perhaps seize it? His argument is China's going to get it if we don't. You've got Keir Starmer talking about putting troops there to counter us. I love it because I want out of NATO, basically. And so NATO's threatening to kick us out if Trump does this.
Yeah, well, Keith Starmer's UK troops are busier fighting the English who speak out or tweet a bad word about homosexuals or illegal immigrants than they are able to fight a war. What's he going to do, fight us by throwing bangers at us? And I don't mean ones that explode. I mean the bangers they couldn't sell in pubs. They are incapable of fighting the U.S. military. Starmer is a putz from the top to the bottom. He should have been thrown out a long time ago. He's destroyed the country. And by the way, the same Home Office that banned me from entering England by letting these vermin come in by the hundreds of thousands into that beautiful island nation that I've always respected and loved. Loved the British people ever since I was a boy. Loved Winston Churchill. Always loved the can-do attitude. Unfortunately, they were taken over by a bunch of left-wing fanatics, as we all know. After banning me, it only got worse. And now we read just yesterday, if you can believe it, that this idiotic government in England is going to provide social workers to all of the illegal aliens that they are housing on military barracks in Scotland because they all need social worker help. Now, listen to this. Here's a double. The average English person has to wait 3 months to see a psychologist, rather, not a social. They have to wait 3 months to get to see a therapist from the government service. The illegal aliens get one immediately to help them integrate and learn how to rip off the system. This is Keith Starmer at work. He's going to fight the U.S. troops over Greenland? Who the hell is he kidding?
Well, I'm sure you saw this, but he said 2 weeks ago in a press conference, he said, in that weird voice, I've fixed the problems. He said, we are now going to get them out of the hotels, the four-star hotels, and we're going to give them the new council homes that we just built around the country. So they're going to give them brand new houses.
Sickening. Sickening. I don't know what happened to the British people. You look at a little country like Ireland. These guys were so tough. Remember what they did to each other during the Troubles, so to speak. You know it probably better than I do. They were killing each other, the Protestants versus the Christians. These are tough men in Ireland. How did they get taken over by Muslims in Ireland? How did that happen? How did the Irish let themselves be run over by illegal aliens? They could rape women in the streets. They could rape their daughters. They could spit on the Irish people, burn the Irish flag. And yet they're not allowed to say a word without getting arrested. I'm sorry. This is not what World War II was fought over. Something is so wrong. And Keith Starmer is the poster boy for that which is wrong.
I agree. And he's super unpopular.
He's one of them. He's the most unpopular leader in the history of Britain. And they can't get rid of him. He's like a cancer that you can't get rid of. He's going to fight the U.S. over Greenland. So let's talk about Greenland. When I first heard it, I thought that it could be argued, it's a rational argument, Alex, that this is a form of imperialism, the United States grabbing up Greenland, etc. And say, well, okay, what do you mean by imperialism? Are we going back to 19th century imperialist mentality? That's what the left would argue, that this is an imperialism to take over Greenland. And then you realize that historically, there has always been a Greenland that was part of our distant early warning system that was used to be the first line of signal of incoming Russian missiles during the Cold War. Greenland was really on the outposts of America at that time. And so Trump is actually just reasserting the fact that we need Greenland, especially in a time when Russia is so militant. And they are militant. There's no question about it. Of course, I want the war ended between them and Ukraine. The slaughter of all these white men is something to be talked about from a racial point of view, incidentally, and why it's being egged on by the same NATO that wants to suppress white men. Think about that one. No one talks about that. They love seeing Russians and Ukrainians who are cousins killing each other and slaughtering them so they can have these countries overrun by people of color from the third world, one after the other, like locusts on the plain. Now, I know this is incendiary, but sometimes you need to use strong medicine to kill a cold or to kill a disease. Right now, this flood of illegal aliens is like a disease across the West. They're like locusts eating up the entire West. And NATO, by the way, is gone altogether. So I have no idea why they think they can defend against Trump's desires. Again, it could be argued from a strategic point of view, it's very necessary, given Russia's desires. And China's circling also for the metals and the other rare earths and whatever else is in the ground of Greenland. Is it in our sphere of influence? Certainly more so than the sphere of influence of China, and certainly not in the sphere of influence of Russia. So what's the argument here? We've been supporting Greenland one way or the other with our military bases anyway. So it's only a small move to now make sure that no one else gets it, period, end of story. So Trump's acting in the national interest, in my opinion.
I think there's no doubt. Plus, we have that deal from the 1940s and 50s, just like we have for Guantanamo Bay. Both parties have to decide to get out of the lease for the military bases. We basically built the infrastructure that was there. There was something like 10,000 there in the 50s. Now it's 40-something thousand. And China is projecting its control politically into the area. I've seen the locals interviewed, and they've already kind of put a leftist system in that's bullying everybody through just on the street garbage. And Trump's argument is, if we don't move in there and get it, and then all the resources it's got, we're giving it to China. That would be very stupid.
Yeah. So he's not going to let it happen. End the story. Who's going to stop us? But, you know, in this case, look, I know it's not right from the point of view of an advanced civilization like ours. We're so advanced that we're committing suicide, but that's how advanced we are. The fact of the matter is, might makes right in this sense.
Well, that's it. And now that the whole globalist order has fallen because China double-crossed the globalists the last 20 years, that whole order, which was a terrible system, has fallen apart. Europe needs the war with Russia to try to stay pertinent. That's not working. There is a new international order forming. And I think in that power vacuum, Trump is exercising American power. You know, cutting off Venezuela, cuts off Cuba, cuts off Mexico. They're all falling like dominoes. I just don't want to get sucked into boots on the ground. But if Trump can do this from afar and with just strategic actions, then more power to him.
Here's a news story that I thought was amazing. Never expected it to do with Greenland. Russia offers to help Trump take charge of Greenland. I said, what? That's an odd one. World War III fears grow as Russia threatens NATO and vows to help Trump free Greenland. Putin allies threaten NATO, ridicule Britain, and back Trump over Greenland, raising World War III fears as Russia's war in Ukraine enters a fourth year. So Russian state television has floated the idea of assisting the United States in taking control of Greenland while sneering at Keith Starmer over his suggestion of deploying British troops to the vast Arctic island. It's crazy. The fact of the matter is, there's no chance they could stop us. So,
well, that's why Russia wants it, because NATO is threatening to kick us out of NATO, which is what Trump wants anyways. So, yeah, that's why Russia is making those statements.
Senior Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said the wet fantasies of British perverts, unquote, is what they are talking about. I guess they don't hold back as we do in this country. But the fact is that Russia fired a nuclear-capable Oreshnik missile into Ukraine the other day, not armed, of course, with any explosives on it, but they were sending a warning shot to NATO saying, if you screw with us, we'll blow you off the map. You know, get the hell out of our sphere of influence. Stop it. They're the ones who want war. By the way, it's NATO that is keeping this war alive. These are some of the leaders of NATO are descendants of Nazis, incidentally, people with the study. You've probably gone into this in great detail. These are grandchildren of the Nazis from World War II who are now running countries in NATO. People don't even put the two together here, Alex. They're the ones who are crazy, foaming at the lips, mad people who want World War III. They don't even know what they're talking about. It's like the girls who attacked ICE the other day in the streets of Minneapolis. All their life, they got their way by bullying everybody, blowing whistles on campuses, and getting what they wanted by intimidating everybody, by bullying them. And no one's ever stopped them. They've never been punched in the nose. Anyone who's ever been punched in the nose sees the stars for the rest of their lives. These people have gotten away by bullying everybody with their whistles. Did you see those two women in Minneapolis just before that poor girl drove into the officer and got shot?
They were taunting him and saying, we're going to get you, we're going to take you down. And then she ordered
But did you see what her, quote, husband did? She danced like a man. You want some of this? Huh? Come and get it, huh, big boy?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that? I said, am I looking at reality here? These people are lunatics. You want some of this? Come and get it, big boy. You know, the butch of the team. Sorry, I have to make it clear for those who can't follow the dots. So the husband then tells the, quote, wife, drive, baby, drive. Then she said after she got shot, the husband says it was my fault. You hear? Then 2 minutes later, they were all rioting. And I tweeted the other day that if they try this poor cop, this officer, this ICE officer, then the husband or the butch of the team is going to have to be tried for accessory to murder. Because she admitted it was her fault. She said it on camera. It was my fault. Because she screamed at a drive, baby, drive. Remember that one?
Absolutely, and we now have the three-minute video of them driving around recklessly, blocking ICE vehicles, refusing to go, dancing around. There's a side shot, and then we have the front shot that MSNBC, CNN won't show. We've had it since Wednesday, of him bouncing off the front of the car, almost getting run over.
The hand like a tough guy in the street.
Oh, yeah.
These are the women who destroyed America's universities, by the way. They took it over by bullying everybody, acting like tough guys, and everybody bowed down to them, afraid of them. They're very tough, mean people, but they're meaner than they are tough. And the fact is now they're on the streets thinking it's still a college campus where they can just blow whistles and do what they want. Well, I'm sorry, but her wife ran into a bullet as a result. Now, having said that, I can't quarterback the cop, but frankly, shooting once was one thing and then two more in the window. I don't understand that part of it. So there's a little bit of an issue here that's troublesome. I don't think he was as well trained as a local cop would have been. Truthfully, they're pushing a lot of people into these positions quickly. That is a fact that has to be looked at. And I can't second guess a guy who has a 4,000, 5,000 pound car coming at him, what I would do. You know, people react without thinking at that point. That's fight or flight. And what you do is you fight, you don't flee. So who's responsible here? The two of them are, those two women. They were after ICE all day long. They were agitators, professional agitators. And whoever funded them should go to jail, whoever that is. Drive, baby, drive.
Well,
there it is.
I want to show you some footage that was on the local news from a Ring camera. It's from the front and the side. You can see him bounce off the front. You can see her run into him and try to run him over. But the national news will not show that footage. They only show the stuff from the back of the side and leave it nebulous because, yeah, here it is. This is not blown up. Then we have it blown up. You see him bounce off the front right there when it happens. Then she crashes into the other vehicle. And now we'll do
horrible. It's very sad all around that these militant, quote, feminists, and I'm being polite right now, these militant feminists are wrecking our society. First, they took the universities and or the churches. Then they took over the police forces. The only agencies they haven't yet gotten control of under Trump are the federal agencies because he's in power. They aren't. And a lot of them got thrown out. We saw how badly some of them reacted when he was shot. Remember when Trump was shot? What some of these little fat women who were Secret Service agents did? One of them couldn't even unholster her gun. Do you remember that scene?
Yes.
I don't know if anyone remembers that. She was not prepared for it. She just bullied her way into the position. They said, we need more women and we need more lesbians. Let's put them into Secret Service. They're just as good as men who served in the 101st Airborne. They're better because they're smarter and faster. Well, yeah, really? She almost dropped her gun. We had a police chief in San Francisco, a woman, Miss Chang, I think, Miss Chen, whatever. She couldn't qualify on the pistol range and had to resign after 4 years at probably a $400,000 a year pension. She couldn't requalify with a pistol. This is what's going on in the country. So, look, we know it's bad. We know there's a fight for the survival of this country. We know that this country is fighting for its identity and for its survival. We're fighting for our national identity. Either we're going to be a nation of borders, language, and culture with a real history, or we're going to wind up being one part of the global order. We're going to be just rolled into a new world order where we have no identity whatsoever, where our own language and our own history has no meaning at all. End of story.
I totally agree with you. Do at least 10, 15 more minutes with us. I want to get into your book that you've put back out, Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's, Aluminum in the Brain. We are seeing neurological disorders explode off the chart. We are seeing you know, all sorts of problems, even in young people. We're going to break in a minute and a half, but just give us a little prelude. What's happening here, Dr. Savage?
In the brain?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, let's start with the toxins in our food, water, and air. Aristotle wrote about airs, waters, and places. So you start with the air. You got metals in the air. You got air, water, and places. But primarily, it's what we put in our mouth. Most people eat what they wouldn't give their own pets. They eat foods they would not even feed to a cat or a dog without even recognizing what they are doing. I see people feeding their children in a supermarket sometimes, and I want to say, ma'am, do you know you're poisoning your child? Just by giving them sugar in the morning, I see them buying them buns, sugar buns, no breakfast, these little kids. And of course kids love sugar. They're like ants or like little bears. They don't know any better. And then they get the hyperactivity disorder from the sugar. Then the mother puts them on an anti-hyperactivity medicine that the good doctor told them to put them on. The kid then gets addicted to speed-like compounds from these compounds, and they go on to drugs, legal and illegal. Then they get to high school, and they take illegal drugs. Next, they start smoking dope. You want me to start talking about the menace of marijuana? I don't know which side you're on, but I know a lot about it.
No. Let's go to break. We'll come right back. And I know most of my audience knows this, but you're the guy that launched the original whole herbal revolution. You've got multiple degrees in all this. You're an expert in all of it. And absolutely, I can't tell you how people I know that literally went schizophrenic were totally normal for smoking pot because it's so strong now. We'll be right back with Michael Savage on the other side in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other
stuff that I was taken, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, as it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good,
me.
Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, they go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, now you have a three-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to. And I'm not a doctor. This is not a medical claim. But people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is. But it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, we're joined on this Monday, January 12th, 2026, transmission by the iconic Michael Savage. And so we kind of digressed off into marijuana, which some people can smoke it fine. It's got some, but the weaponized stuff, I've seen it turn people into zombies. But that's kind of a rabbit trail I wanted you to finish up with on that subject, because I want to get into reducing the risk of Alzheimer's, aluminum, and the brain. And then you've got an interesting angle on the attack upon General Kelly by the Trump administration that we've seen recently and where you see that going. And then I've got a few other issues to hit with you, Michael Savage.
Okay, this is a very interesting subject. They attacked General Kelly for violating the military code of justice. I defended Kelly. It was ripped to shreds on Twitter by virtually even my own followers because they're not seeing the big picture. Let me tell you something. I will back military people and police almost 99.9% of the time. To me, they're always right. You have to prove them wrong. Okay, that's to start with. But when you take a guy who flew 14 combat missions, landed jets on aircraft carriers, was an astronaut, he is the American dream in terms of the right stuff, true grit. So why the hell would people in the Trump administration pick a fight with him? I know he's a leftist. I know he's supported by Soros. Politically, I don't like anything he stands for. But you don't rip him apart on a military level and then say you're going to strip him of his pension on top of it all, unless you're a real moron. And this is moronic to do this, because all they've done, and I'm going to get to why they did it, is raise him up to the national arena again. And I think he's raised up to the point, Kelly, that he's going to run in the primaries against Newsom and probably knock Newsom out in the primaries. This could happen. So I say, wait a minute, why would the Trump administration, these are smart people, I said, aha, they're playing 4D chess. They wanted to attack Kelly, to raise him up, to raise his profile, to have him run. He runs against Newsom, and he uses his hero status. We haven't had a military leader since G.W. Bush, okay? America loves military heroes. America likes people who fly in combat. America loves astronauts. Forget John Glenn. He didn't do too well. Okay. So they raise him up, and he primaries and knocks out Newsom, and then gives the Republican candidate a better chance. That's what's going on here. There's no other explanation, because they're not stupid enough to have attacked him on such stupid levels. He never said don't follow orders. He said disobey illegal orders. He's not stupid. I mean, sounds, the guy's
big. Well, I agree, but it sounds too smart by half, because Hillary secretly wanted Trump, it came out, and then she miscalculated, blew up in their face. But here, I think this is where you're going, and I agree with you overall. Just like Trump keeps elevating Jimmy Kimmel with almost no viewers, then his ratings triple. Why is Trump calling for taking him off the air? That's totalitarian. That becomes the caricature they say he is when they're the censors. Why does he elevate these other people? It was very obvious that was going on. And I said he can't get a conviction for what he said about simply don't follow illegal orders. You are elevating him. Can't you see what you're doing?
Yes, that's what I'm getting. So he's gonna primary against Newsom, no question. And Kelly is a war hero and an astronaut. A really good story to tell. Three generations of military men. He said my grandfathers came over from Ireland, and both of them fought in World War I. My father and uncles fought in World War II, and I was in 14 or so combat missions. That's a hell of a curriculum vitae, Alex. And Americans love military families and military heroes. Why would the Trump administration not just say, you know, General Kelly, we think you were wrong. We respect your service to the nation, and we hope you knock it off. That would have been the best way to handle this.
And, of course, you're talking about Senator Kelly, not to be conflated with General Kelly. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, I get it. I understand what you're saying. Okay, and he is a senator. He is allowed to say what he thinks as a sitting U.S. senator. So, I mean, who is he speaking as, a U.S. senator or as a retired military guy? So now they're going to take him back and try him. Listen, if they had a strong enough case, according to what I've read, they would have recalled him to active duty and court-martialed him. But the Trump team knew that they didn't have a strong enough case in a court-martial. He could have defended himself very well, and they wouldn't have won. So instead, they tried him in the theater of the public. And in fact, I'm not so sure they're winning. Now, a lot of my friends disagree with me. My own family has said I'm wrong. They said he's a far leftist. You don't agree with any of his policies. Why are you defending him? I said, I'm defending the man, not his policies. Do you understand the difference? You don't have to tear a person down, and you don't have to destroy a man in order to say he's wrong. This is the problem with American politics today, Alex. It's the same on social media. I don't mind if people argue with me on X, but they have to go after me on a personal level, which is just a waste of time, because all we
do— Those are bots. You know, they look like a person. They're not. So
I heard.
Yeah, but back to this. My issue is, take Kimmel. Trump attacking him, Trump giving him attention. Kimmel loves that. So
yeah.
Trump has these blind spots that obviously he was elevating Senator Kelly when he did this. But then separately, now we have Democrats saying ISIS is illegal, saying ISIS is committing crimes, saying use the Second Amendment against him. So compared to what Kelly said that was a criminal, I think the stuff being said now is becoming criminal. What do you expect the left to do as they get more and more desperate? Because they're calling for violence everywhere.
I say, let's get it on. I wrote a book in 2014 called Stop the Coming Civil War. The original title was The Coming Civil War. My publisher said, please put the word stop in front of it. I put the word stop in front of it. This has been simmering a very long time, Alex. A lot of Americans want it to happen and get it over with already. I don't. I think a nation is destroyed by any civil war, but the left seems like these two, you know, women in Minneapolis the other day to think that they're so gosh darn tough that they'd like to get it on against the federal government and have a shootout, because they've never been in a fist fight, let alone a shootout, and they're going to lose, and it's not going to be pretty. And as I keep referring on my own little broadcast the same way, America was in a similar place during the Vietnam War, Alex, and until the killings at Kent State, because Nixon was a tough guy. He drew a line in the sand. They crossed it, and he had the National Guard. I believe they were answering to him. The Ohio National Guard answered to Nixon, and he had deputized, militarized them. They shot the protesters. X number of them were killed. There was never another protest on that campus, and the whole anti-war movement disappeared. They all went home to mommy, had their hair cut, and took a job in a local coffee shop and went to work for their mother's brassiere store. That was the end of it.
Well, I know
what
this.
What can I say? I don't want to see it happen, but they want it. They want to have a shootout with the federal government. What are they going to gain by that? They want a Tiananmen Square so they can have more martyrs? Of course they do. She now is the hero. She's the Tiananmen Square to these psychopaths. Okay, they create, almost like they robotized her to do this so they could have a martyr.
Well, I was about to say, okay. Did you notice it's four blocks from where St. George Floyd died?
Oh, yes, of course, the saint. Yes, I have my St. George medal somewhere on the desk. I can't seem to find it. Oh, here it is. Here's the St. George medal. I'm
sorry. So what is it about Minnesota that keeps popping up?
You know, that's an interesting question. You look at Minneapolis, the Twin Cities. I had a friend who went to the University of Minneapolis Medical School in the 50s, served in the Korean War. It was a great, beautiful state, a beautiful, clean city. And what happened was the universities produce such slime that this slime mold from the universities has kind of oozed out into the city and now into the state, where they can elect an obvious front for the CCP in the form of this psychopath, Tim Walz, as the governor. When he first came, I had never heard of him until he ran under Kamala Harris. Not such a slip of the tongue. And I saw like that guy, Casey. What's a guy that, who was the mass murderer? Stacey, Casey? The one dressed as a clown? I don't remember. It was
John
a mass
Wayne
murderer.
Gacy.
That's who Walz looked like to me. Like a complete and total psychopath. You know, I read people intuitively. I like a psycho.
No, I agree. Idea. He's super creepy. Comes off. I call him a serial killer. But Newsom.
Look at that face.
Newsom comes off like a serial killer, too.
Yeah, like a nutcase. And then, there's another element to the story. He has a handicapped son. And there was an allegations of he abused him. Do you remember that story that
yes.
came up? And that was swept away by the vermin in the media. Anderson Cooper didn't follow up on it. Wolfie Blitzer, blink, 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 never followed up on it. I mean, what did this guy do to his poor handicapped child? Who is this crazy man that he would want to go to war with the federal government? What is this man, nuts? No, he's working for a foreign power, in my estimation, called the CCP. And they want civil war in America to weaken this nation.
Well, that's absolutely true. And now we have Democrats openly saying they want civil war. So my question is big picture. As they get undermined, as the public wakes up to them, not just here but around the world, there is a move towards populism, conservatism. As they escalate, how do we as a society, because you already projected and really called so many of the trends that we live in today. So you told us the future 30 years ago and 20 years ago and 10 years ago. Tell us the future now. What do you see coming? What do we do?
They're going to get just what they want. They want a hot civil war, they'll get it, and it'll be over very fast. And they'll go home and cut their hair and go to training on how to be a normal person. They'll hire a psychiatrist to teach them how to be a normal person for 3 minutes. This can't go on. A nation cannot take this forever. This won't go on for 3 or 4 years. It's not going to be like the U.S. Civil War. They want a civil war. God forbid it happens. It'll end very quickly. Trump is not one to let people, let's say, step on him or challenge him too long. He's liable to arrest Pritzker. He's liable to arrest this nutcase before we know it and put an end to it. What about that Mayor Frey? What a nutcase he is. But when you read that Frey's wife is a lobbyist in the very city in which he is the mayor, you put two and two together and you realize it's all about the money. The whole thing is about money.
Oh, it's all been tracked. Now, Frey Frey, Ilhan Omar, they have no money. Yeah. They get in office, suddenly 30, 40, 50 million.
Yeah, well, that's the American way, isn't it? I mean, why has there been no investigation of Ilhan Omar? The problem is because so many Republicans have dipped their beaks into the till. Look at this beautiful face. That's the face of a normal person, for sure. No, that guy is really, it's a nation of piracy. So, you know, Alex, before we move on, two quick things. I was studying a spiritual matter the other day, and a very wise man sent me a note about the erosion of identity, going all the way back to the book of Exodus. And he says the story of how a people loses their names and how they reclaim them. And by reclaiming their names, they regain their freedom. And he says, and this has to do with the national identity, a name carries memory, purpose, and future. To be named is to be seen. And the fact is that we go into exile when we lose our identity. And he wrote to me and he said, Michael, slavery begins not with chains, but with anonymity. Over time, they are no longer individuals with stories, but a mass, interchangeable, voiceless, unseen mass of people. And he said, eventually, the bondage deepens further. They are not only enslaved physically, but mentally and emotionally. Their inner consciousness literally becomes captive. They no longer dream. They no longer imagine an alternative. They cannot even cry out. That's what happens to people when they are dehumanized in a nation that overpowers them. And that's what the left is trying to do to us. We on the conservative, patriotic, traditionalist side, they wanted us. Remember Agnew said the silent majority? And I wrote, we became the silenced majority. We're silenced no more. We're not slaves anymore to these vermin. We'll call them what they are. We'll say, go away, slave. Go away, pervert. Go away, sicko. Drop dead. You have no power over me. F you. And that's what's happening. So we don't want to be slaves in a state run by NATO or by the European Union. We want to have inner and outer freedom. And we want to no longer be silent. We want to be heard. And we want to speak out as you do so boldly daily on your show, Alex Jones.
I totally agree. That's why they want to make us first hate our identity, hate the flag, hate the Bill of Rights, hate ourselves. Right. We're bad, so that we give up our identity, they can give us our new identity. But you know, take him. Let's show him crying for like 10 minutes at George Floyd's casket. Doesn't even know him. And then now you've got the police chief up in Seattle crying about MS-13 getting shot. Or TDA. I mean, the pandering here, how fake this is. I mean, what is it about liberals acting so fake?
A man wrote a book in 2015 called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. No, 2002. And he wrote it somewhat tongue-in-cheekishly in 2002, and then it turned out he was a prophet, not a comedian. Liberalism really is a mental disorder. And it's metastasized into a fatal mental disorder. They're now trying to burn another city down. They did it once on the St. George. They're now going to do it on the St. Good. Look, Alex, before I go, I got to talk about reducing the risk of Alzheimer's. Yes. You asked me to do it. Okay, so this book was first published, believe it or not, in a modified form in 1987, if you can believe this. I first wrote this book in 1987 in hardcover, okay? I was laughed at. I was reviled by the medical establishment, and it was forgotten. It was considered out there because for the first time in a popular format at the time, people said he doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, at the time, I presented the evidence of the connection between aluminum and other metals with Alzheimer's disease. And even then, scientific progress in this area was advancing very rapidly. It was well known by people who were studying it, but the medical establishment scoffed and ignored it. So I set up the Alzheimer's Research Institute, and I actually conducted several epidemiological studies on the disease. At that time, Alzheimer's was the fourth leading cause of death in the United States. Now it's the seventh. It's still one of the most feared diseases because when you lose your memory, just as I was talking about identity before, when you lose your memory and no longer recognize your loved ones, you essentially lose your soul. Here's the bottom line, Alex. Recent research has not only supported my original hypothesis about the dangers of neurotoxic aluminum, but progress in this field is now moving very rapidly. I also talked about things no one had ever heard of in 87, which is the foods, the vitamins, the antioxidants were unheard of then in this book that could ameliorate and reduce the risk of Alzheimer's. And I was laughed at saying, oh, come on, vitamins, nutrients have nothing to do with brain health. Bull crap. That's all we got is this little mass of stuff in this big bone in our head to take care of our whole life, because this bone in our head protects the supercomputer called our brain. And if we're putting garbage into our brain that is neurotoxic, like heavy metals and even lighter metals like aluminum, what we're doing is setting the stage for forms of dementia, including Alzheimer's disease. Simple, but very important, and people should find out more about what they're actually doing. They think they know all about it. They don't. There's a lot more to it than just what I just said.
Well, I mean, I guess you did a lot of just general deep research back in the 80s. How did you first start discovering that aluminum was so bad?
Well, remember, in the 70s, I was a health writer. I was doing what Robert RFK Jr. is kind of doing now. I was writing books on health, nutrition, vitamins, homeopathy, herbal medicine. I was obsessed with health because I came from a family where there was a great discussion of illness and disease, because I had a brother who was born quite handicapped. He was neurologically damaged at birth, and it was a tragedy for the family. No one knew what happened and why. It wasn't related to food, but it made me think, you know, why does God or nature, why does this happen to a person? Why would he take a little child, a beautiful blonde, blue-eyed child, and make him unable to speak or to hear or to speak? So even as a child, I would wonder about these things. Since I was born as a natural inquirer of my own kind and a natural healer, Alex, and I started to look in areas outside the norm for some of the answers. And I found some of them along the way. I can't tell you the exact roads that I followed or the exact discoveries. They were in a series of books that can be looked up. Some people follow roads that are less traveled, and on these roads, they hit a lot of bumps, and they were reviled for it. But they have to follow that road, Alex. You know, you're not on a road that's very easy, are you?
No, but I've been proven right a lot, but not as much as you. So in closing, I appreciate the time. It's great to be talking to you in the year 2026. It's insane all that's happening. What is your advice to Trump going into the midterms and what we face, and your advice to American people about what the Democrats are going to do if we don't just go into full war mode?
Well, we can't go into full war mode. Let's remember that. We're not supposed to pick up guns and go hunt them down. I want to be clear about
that. When I said war mode, I mean like war in the info war. I mean full existential.
No, I hear you. Disclosure doesn't matter anymore. Nobody hears us except those of us who know the truth. The other side is deaf, dumb, and blind to the realities of what they are doing, and they could care less. They are following the beat of another drum from another nation, from another time. They don't understand that this revolution that they want has been tried before. It was tried in Russia to the detriment of the Russian people and the Russian nation. It was tried in China, and 30 million Chinese were killed by Mao Zedong. So Cuba tried it on a little scale. They're still in prison in Cuba. No one's going to get away with it here anymore. The people are awake. The difference between us and the Russians and the Chinese and the Cubans is we're armed to the gills, and we're not going to let these people with whistles blow us over the cliff. So I say they should tread very, very lightly, and they better be very careful, but they're just liable to get what they're dreaming of.
I mean, I agree with you. They're losing, and so, but they're only doubling down, so that's the immovable, you know, unstoppable object. It's the immovable force or whatever.
Well, look at Mom Dummy in New York. You look at him as a man. I see a complete hollow man right out of T.S. Eliot's great poem. He is the hollow man, Mom Dummy. He's a complete and total caricature of himself. He doesn't even understand how shallow he looks, how weak he looks, how meek he looks. You look at him, you see a boy playing at being a man. You see a man playing at being a mayor. You see a junior legislator playing at being a leader. The man is hollow. He's the hollow man. He's going to get nowhere. And I think they're all about the same. All of them are just screaming from rooftops to each other. They're yelling fire in a crowded theater. And I say, let's pray that this prairie fire that they want to ignite does not catch fire.
I mean, I agree. And all these Democrats now are totally hollow. They were always bad, but they're so hollow now. And they just replace one hollow person with an even more hollow person. I mean, look at Swalwell getting ready to run for governor.
A nobody, a zero, a zip, another empty suit. But, you know, I thought about this once. I said, what's going on in Minnesota? Are they really this stupid, or are they just play acting? And I realized they could be pulling a big chin gigante on us where they're making believe they're insane in order to rob the Treasury blind. The Somali fraud suddenly got off the newspapers, didn't it? It was gone right after they sent this poor girl, good, into the fire of the police. It was almost like they triggered her like through a dog whistle to get killed. So now they have an Animal Farm victim, and we're no longer talking about the Somali fraud waltz. We're no longer talking about Ilhan Omar. We're talking about the ICE agents and the poor martyr, Miss Good. So you see what they did here? Of course, it's Animal Farm. This is what they're doing. And maybe there's a little, you know, they're not so mad after all. They're just using their pretend madness as a game to continue robbing the Treasury blind. Don't know.
That's right. People find you on X at A Savage Nation, correct?
Yep. I love that. Yeah, I live there. Unfortunately, I spent too much time there, Alex. It's solitaire. You know what I said social media is? It's solitaire for old people. Stay away from it.
Hey, I'm totally addicted to it. You know, I just love being able to, but I ignore the trolls. Most of them are bots. You can't do that.
What do you do? You just block comments in general, or you read them?
I'll scan it, but attacks and lies, I just move past it, and I look for news tips and interesting stuff.
Yeah, I get some really smart people out there too. That's why I don't really want to block all of them. A guy told me, a really smart guy, that you can tell a bot by when you go on their profile and there's no real picture of them, or yes, it's fuzzy. That's the one rule.
And it's very, very low. Now they're AI bots, so they can program it how they want. Also, bots will hit your comment first, like they're ready. So as soon as
because I have a gray beard and I'll be 84 in March. Now the new one is attacking me for my age, which, by the way, is very ageist. I'd like to catch them and have them arrested for practicing ageism on me. I'll go to the Secretary of Human Health.
Well, I'm not kissing your ass, but you look great for 84. You look like you're in a time machine or something.
It must be all the pasta and wine that I consume. People say, how dare you do cooking shows? All you do is eat pasta and shrimp, pasta and shrimp and pasta, and you drink white wine. And it's no good for you. They all lecture me. It's no good for you. I say to them, how old are you? They don't answer me. Maybe they're 30 years old. They think they're in great health. I say, get back to me when you're 70. Get back to me when you're 75. Get back to me when you're 80. But remember, I'm a mega vitamin guy, Alex. I've been devouring vitamins since my 40s. The number one of all, the king of all, as you know, is ascorbic acid. I don't care what anyone says. Pauling was the genius of geniuses.
Vitamin C.
But yeah, in the right type, you got to get the right one. Most of it's garbage out there. You probably sell a good product.
Michael, we're out of time. I really appreciate you. Promise to come back very soon.
If God gives me another day, I will come back to play.
Thank you very much. War Room's coming up. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there. Concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rating. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven. It's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs. Potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue. Possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. May benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most?
older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.